This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. Kicking off hour number three. This is Free Talk Live. You can call in 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we have Skype as well. The username is lrn.fm. It turns out that humans make bad eyewitnesses. Researchers have created false memories in people, and what is more, many of the individuals are certain that the false memories are in fact real. In one well-known study, psychologist Elizabeth Loftus of the University of California, Irvine, and her colleague Jacqueline Pickrell gave subjects written accounts of four events, three of which they had actually experienced. The fourth was fiction. It centered on the subject of being lost in a mall or another public place where he or she was between the ages of 4 and 6 years old. A relative provided realistic details for the false story, such as a description of the mall at which the subject's parents shopped. After reading each story, the subjects were asked to write down what else they remembered about the incident, or to indicate that they did not remember that incident at all. Remarkably, one-third of the subjects reported partially or fully remembering the false event. In two follow-up interviews, 25% still claimed that they remembered the untrue story, a figure consistent with the findings of similar studies. Given the dangers of mistaken convictions based on faulty eyewitness testimony, how can we minimize such errors? The Innocence Project has proposed legislation to improve the accuracy of eyewitness identifications. These proposals include videotaping the identification procedure so that juries can determine if it was conducted properly, putting the individuals in the lineup who resemble the witness's description of the perpetrator, informing the viewer of the lineup that the perpetrator may or may not be in it, and ensuring that the person administering the lineup or other identification procedure does not know who the suspect is. Although only a few cities and states have adopted laws to improve the accuracy of eyewitness identification, there seems to be a growing interest in doing so. Now, TJ, I know you wanted to talk about body cameras.
Yes. So I think you and I were... Well, basically, I was saying...
Tell me all the reasons that mass surveillance is a wonderful thing.
Well, I actually said the reason is, first of all, who's being surveilled? The cameras are attached to the police officers.
But it's not pointing at the police officer. It's pointing away from the police officer.
But more importantly, it's capturing everything the police officer says to you and everything you say to him. So 2 years, 3 years, if you go to court and the question comes up, where was something located? Who said what? Who did what? You don't have to guess. You can just tell the jury, look at this, as we did in James Cleveland's case. We just said, ladies and gentlemen, if you think the defendant resisted arrest, all we ask that you do is look at the video, and you can make your own judgment. And they acquitted him. It would have been the word of five New Hampshire police officers against James, who had one video.
You're still not explaining why mass surveillance, having a video camera that's roving around the city 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, videotaping everything.
Well,
is a good idea.
Let's think about, imagine, Daryl, that someone attacks you. Or they take your, let's say they punch your window in your car and take your laptop out of your car. Like, wouldn't you want there to be a surveillance camera that recorded that?
Privately run surveillance cameras and cameras being operated by the government are two totally different things. And you know they're two totally different things.
Yes, and I was about to say, the reason I want cameras on police officers is police officers have a lot of power. And I want that power to be carefully monitored by a neutral third-party witness. So when it comes out in court, what did the suspect say to you? You don't have to guess or try to remember. You can just play the tape for the court.
You're talking about police recording instances of specific things.
Mm-hmm.
You're not defending 24 hours a day. They're not on an active call. They're just walking around the city,
mm-hmm.
filming everything.
Yes, and I'm aware.
Overhearing people's conversations, watching somebody possibly jaywalk,
mm-hmm.
watching somebody maybe possibly not come to a complete stop at a stop sign.
Hold on.
And then somebody else, they could go back and look and, oh, let's zoom in a little bit, get the tag number on this car, and then mail a ticket to whoever was the owner of the vehicle.
Well, they can already do that, Daryl, and they do. You already do that with red light cameras.
There are not red light cameras in New Hampshire.
Well, I know for New Hampshire because we have a special state law where we outlawed those. But
right, so put the camera on a police officer that's roving around town, and then all of a sudden it's okay.
Well, and the police officer, if he sees you come run a red light, he can just pull you over already. He has probable cause. But now before
he might be looking the other way. He might look at it this way. Looking to the left, but his camera's facing to the front or to the
side. Dash cams are great for that kind of thing. So you take the caller before who said, I was accused of not using a turn signal. Well, how do you know the officer just didn't lie and say, hey, you didn't use your turn signal? Well, Your Honor, let's go back to the videotape. The defendant did use his turn signal. The officer wasn't being fully truthful. So they can exonerate innocent people.
No, in cases like that, the camera would just malfunction, as police cameras do all the time, like when the guy was handcuffed in the backseat of the police cruiser in Arkansas and somehow miraculously shot himself in the side of a head with a gun that he didn't have on his person. He also shot himself in the right temple. He was left-handed. Explain to me how that works.
Well, I don't know, Daryl. I wasn't there, but it would have been nice if we would have had a body cam or a dash cam going,
wouldn't
it?
The dash cam malfunctioned for the 30 seconds before he got shot and the 30 seconds after he got shot.
Well, you
about 2 minute chunk of camera just went away. It's funny how those cameras malfunction
that
in a convenient time.
That's actually evidence of malfeasance. I mean, that's a nice thing. If you have a video camera going for 24/7 and it's working for weeks, and all of a sudden it just conveniently malfunctions when it needs to, that should be considered by the jury as evidence of wrongdoing.
So what about facial recognition that will most certainly wind up being used in conjunction with police officers wearing body cameras 24 hours a day, 7 days a week?
Or even worse, what about voice
recognition?
I understand.
So go ahead, defend that.
Well,
you're attempting to defend mass surveillance, and you're not doing a good job of it.
Well, Daryl, I think this world that you speak of is going to become a reality sooner than we think.
Well,
go to New York, there's cameras everywhere.
Okay, so just because it's inevitable, I should go ahead and accept it?
Well, I'm just saying that, it could be used for good.
But it's being used for evil, nefarious things. And evil, nefarious things are what governments do. Why do you want to give them more power to do evil, nefarious things?
Well, I want to give them body cameras to catch the bad police officers. So the police officers who are abusing their power, they are planting evidence or lying. Those body cams are an excellent way to catch people.
Okay, and we had somebody, it wasn't a police officer, it was a private citizen, that caught on videotape police officers choking and killing a man on the street for selling cigarettes.
You're talking about Eric Garner.
And it didn't do a damn thing to bring about police accountability.
Well, that's
so this mythical, if we put police cameras, have police cameras,
well,
then all of a sudden accountability, it flies against reality stuff gets videotaped. The Kelly Thomas situation is a perfect example where over 51 times he made pleas for help and was apologizing for what he was doing, which was basically existing in the presence of police officers that were tasering him in the face and punching him and kicking him repeatedly enough to kill him. That was caught on video, and every one of those officers was acquitted of wrongdoing.
Well, I'd like to point out, in the Eric Garner situation, that was the person who was selling loose cigarettes, and he was choked by the NYPD. The only reason that became a thing at all was there was a video. If there would have been no video, it wouldn't have even made the news.
Right, and the police were still acquitted of wrongdoing, so there was no police accountability.
Well, one good thing that happens is you can point to that story and say, look, the system is so you know, obviously this Eric guy was not doing anything wrong, and the police overreacted and killed him, and then nothing happened. And you can use that as an example and say, look, there's something wrong with the system.
Right, and there are a bunch of things that happen where it's never on video, and there's still no police accountability. What are your thoughts on this? 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. We're also available on Skype, username LRN.FM.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-719-9349. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-719-9349. That's 1-800-719-9349. 1-800-719-9349.
Hey everyone, with 20-plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring, though, are these timeshare charlatans. These high-pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
James.
And TJ the Spy.
And you want privacy? Well, you're not going to get it if these two fascists get their way and police wind up recording everything 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But you can wind up getting some privacy back online. That is, if you have a VPN, and ProXPN is one of those, and they can give you your privacy back. ProXPN is a virtual private network that encrypts your data right from your computer or mobile device, and ProXPN offers OpenVPN, the gold standard of network encryption. They have apps for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, and they have Linux support as well. And unlike other VPNs, ProXPN keeps no logs of your activities whatsoever. With more servers being added all the time, ProXPN works hard to give you greater speed and security compared to other VPNs. If you're a Windows user, ask about ProXPN changing your DNS settings for even greater anonymity. They do take credit cards, but they also take Bitcoin. And if you use the code FTL50, you can get 50% off the regular monthly price for the lifetime of an annual account. It can end up being cheaper per month than a good cup of coffee. Use the internet the way it was meant to be. Go to proxpn.com, use the code FTL50, and take back the privacy that is your right. Now, James, you've got a story. Apparently, one police chief somewhere is saying that body cameras are going to cost $19,000 a day.
Or $18,000. It's here in New Hampshire. Portsmouth Police, so it's from seacoastonline.com. The police captain there, I guess Frank Warsell, if I'm saying that correctly, said Wednesday that he basically told the police commission that, you know, depending on how they outfit the police, the cost to outfit outfit police officers with body cameras could be as much as $18,000 a day.
All right. He's not just saying it could cost us $18,000 one time. He's saying $18,000 per day.
That's correct. So he says, depending on who wore them and for how long. I mean, like, to me, this is absolutely ridiculous.
Well, what are they doing here? Are they live streaming and paying for bandwidth?
Yeah, that's a good question. I was just thinking that, you know, during the Robin Hooding here, Garrett would basically record the entire time he was out there and then upload it to YouTube. So maybe these people are saying, like, we have to host it ourselves. We need to live stream it. I mean, like, how about this? Like, how about I'll do it for $15,000 a day. Like, I mean, $18,000 a day, that's like you could buy new cameras every day.
Okay, so continue with the article. Maybe he explains in there somewhere exactly why it's going to cost $18,000 a day.
He basically says that it would be the cost to operate body cameras on police officers would be about $6,000 a shift. So there's three shifts a day.
Is he explaining where any of this cost comes from, or is he just throwing numbers out?
Good question. He says, I will be advocating the use of car and body cameras for all police field personnel. So
okay, well, these cameras at 1080p for an hour is 5 gigabytes of data. So you're talking on a 10-hour shift, 50 gigs of data. So
assuming you're recording everything and not just turning it on when
correct.
You get
let's assume you're recording everything, Dave. See, Daryl, I am a mathematician. I have a degree in mathematics. And so what we do is things called estimation.
Yes,
and so
I understand how estimates work.
Okay.
I'm just saying, if the police are going to have body cameras, they should only hit the record button after they get notified you're going on a call. Mm-hmm. Just like with a cabbie, they only turn on the thing when the ride begins. They're not, you know, just running up the meter the entire day and charging people randomly throughout the day. They turn on the meter when the call begins. You turn on the body camera when you get notified, hey, we need you to respond to 1313 Mockingbird Lane. Got it. Turn on the camera.
So they're saying that the camera cost would be $1,000 each for a, quote, decent camera, docking cradles, and batteries.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Okay, that's a one-time expense, not a daily. I think the guy just completely misspoke. And it's being reported.
They're saying that the video footage from the cameras would have to be stored, and the cost would be about $60,000 a year to do it in-house, and more to store it, quote-unquote, in the cloud.
How long are they planning on storing it?
$60,000 a year or a day? Because
$60,000 a year just for storage, but how long are they storing it?
Yeah, so I don't understand. Like, if you read this article, it says Reuters reported that the San Diego Police Department implemented a police body camera program with a first-year cost of $1 million, which would be like $2,700 a day.
So right, and San Diego's got a lot more police officers than Portsmouth freaking New Hampshire.
Yeah, it's really fascinating to, how did they arrive at this number?
They pulled the number out of their rear end,
is Portsmouth, New Hampshire.
Governments often do.
I think it's like 20,000 people.
Let's go to the phones. We've got Tim in Wyoming. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live with Daryl, TJ, and James. And we lost Tim. All right.
Yeah, so I don't know. Like, to me, the number just seems like, I guess I'd like to see some data behind it. Like, the article really doesn't go into it, but
there is no data when you pull a number out of your butt. I could come up with something and say, yes, it's going to cost me $347,219. Where's your data on that? That's how much it's going to cost me.
Like, it says the Los Angeles Police Department reported that its new body camera program will cost $1.5 million to start. So,
okay, that's to start. So that's buying all the cameras. And this guy in Portsmouth is saying, basically, we're going to have to spend money on cameras every day of the week.
Well, the commissioner says, we've got a limited budget, and it's always about priorities.
Okay, well, currently, at the current cost of storage for hard disks is about 5 cents per gigabyte. So you're looking at 25 cents per hour of footage that you want to store permanently on a hard disk.
And how long are they storing this? That's the thing it doesn't say. Are they considering this to be public record and it's got to be stored indefinitely? Or is this something that's going to wind up being able to be deleted in 2 weeks? We've got Tim back on the line. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, thanks for getting me back. I was just wondering, when we watched the videos of various police various police accidents, if you will. I say accidents as in from them and, you know, from their viewpoint and our being stupid and from their viewpoint. But anyway, when we're watching these things, are we getting the full, I mean, we're not getting the full experience. We don't want the full experience because that might involve being beaten, but, or shot or whatever, but no, we're not getting the full evidence because it's not always the audio is not always there, not completely there. The video is grainy quality, or
hold your thought, Tim. We'll bring you back, but you never get the full experience, if you will, of what's happening because something could be happening behind the camera, something could be happening way off to the right. Thoughts 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro-1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract.
Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can also call in on Skype. Username is lrn.fm. We've got Tim on the line in Wyoming. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live with Daryl, TJ, and James.
Yeah, thanks for holding me over there. I appreciate it. Now, the question I was going to ask, now, you may or may not have seen the video of the guy who built the Mitsubishi Eclipse with it's fully armored, it's got polycarbonate windows. He's got hard drives built into it. He's got video cameras in his license plate in the front and the rear. He's got video cameras facing the inside of the car, video cameras facing out from inside, out both side windows. And he said for what he built it, I think he said it cost him about $15,000. But it's got multiple cameras. As I say, it's got multiple hard drives, multiple cameras. It has a Wi-Fi connection so he can actually download or offload something onto a hard drive, an external hard drive or a remote hard drive to somewhere else. He has SD or micro SD cards built into the other, included in all of his recording devices as well.
And what's the point that he's trying to prove, that he can give a full 360 experience?
Well, no, that wasn't the reason I said that. No, it's just that he built this vehicle to protect himself from police intrusion, basically, and you know, protect his privacy. But when he built the vehicle that he did, he said, okay, I'm a Marine veteran, and he said, I understand police, I understand security, and I've done the kind of security that I've done when he was in the military. He did that, and he said, I understand that the police are getting out of hand. This was about 2010 or 12, maybe, when I saw the video of it. And he talked about how the reason that he'd done it was to draw people's attention to what a person could do to protect themselves. And he said his windows don't roll down. He said, I don't roll my windows down. I have external speakers. If a police officer pulls up to my, he comes up to my door, I don't roll the windows down. I speak to him through a speaker from the inside. And I said, I can see you just fine. What is it that you need to talk to me about, or whatever it is? I mean, the reason that he said this is he wants to make sure that people understand, you know, just because you're being stopped, it doesn't mean, you know, they have the right to drag you out of your car and beat you senseless. And that's the right that they think they have, unfortunately. I mean, as I said before, when I used to live in Northern California, the city just south of me was where the police officer walked up and drew his gun on the guy who was attaching his boat to his truck. That was the one, and I dealt with that officer before. I know how he is, and that was the reason I say, you know, that's just a small. I mean, that's what 1/100 of 1% of the possible things that could be recorded on video. People don't catch these things as often as they should possibly, and when they do catch them, they think, oh, it's not a big deal because you know, there's so many other things going on. They're not worried about my bothering them with this. And well, if everybody, as you know, the cop block people say, as everybody says, if you have a camera with you, that means that you can videotape. If you're in public, you can videotape. And yes. TJ the spy, you know, the NSA obviously is already videotaping and recording us, and they're recording this conversation, videotaping me. Who knows? I don't even know.
Well, we're on the public airwaves. This conversation is being broadcast on nearly 170 radio stations. So, yes, it's being recorded by somebody.
Well, of course. But what I'm saying, I mean, if I want to listen to the repeat of the show later on, the podcast of the show or something like that, I could also say, well, I could record that too. And okay, well, there's Tim from Wyoming. Let's do a voice print analysis on him. The guy's a nutcase. Let's go get him. That kind of thing. Who knows? But I hope that's not going to happen, obviously. But
I hope they never find out that you're a nutcase or come after you.
Well, you're not.
Thank you for the call. No. Let's go to Cosmo calling in from New Jersey. Cosmo, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes, I think the cameras is an excellent idea. Well, it might not be perfect. Maybe it has to be fine-tuned. But give it a chance to prove itself. If it saves one person, innocent person, from going to jail or maybe being executed, it's worth it. Also, for too long, the police were believed the police because they didn't have cameras. But now there's the other side of the coin. They're going to see the police doing these things. Prosecutors are going to be put on the spot. I mean, they have to prosecute. If they don't, they're going to have a track record.
Yeah.
It's going to establish track records all around.
You know, like any technology such as this, I mean, so there are advantages and disadvantages. And Daryl, of course, and I disagree on whether, you know, this should be like, should they be recording all the time?
No.
How are they going to secure the footage? Are they going to run voice recognition, facial recognition, license plate recognition on all the footage they collect? Because technology only gets better with time. Computer algorithms get better at time. So something that today is hard might tomorrow be completely feasible on your phone. So as time goes along, if you record enough surveillance footage from enough cameras, you can start to do some very fascinating counter-surveillance, intelligence-gathering techniques. It's actually kind of fascinating. And the wonderful thing is that these surveillance technologies, like license plate readers, that only used to be in the hands of the government because they were $100,000 to set them up, they're now becoming so cheap that we can set them up, and so we can actually start following the police around. So imagine if there's a license plate reader in front of every house, and when a police car goes by, it actually sends out on the web, hey, the police officer just drove by, and you could actually watch the Keene PD drive around town and have a real-time map of where every police officer is in town.
State law would have to change to allow people to use license plate readers in New Hampshire. They are currently banned.
Banned by use for the government, not by private citizens.
My understanding of the statute is no one is allowed to use them in New Hampshire. If you want to pull up the statute,
yeah, I want to, because that would be insane. I would be fighting that one. I mean, I know you're trying to get arrested for violating federal election campaign law in your presidential campaign.
I'm not trying to, but I'm not running away either. Cosmo, any final thoughts on body cameras?
Oh yes, I think it would encourage the police to do the right thing and make them better police and do the job they're supposed to do, and not be the judge, jury, and executioner all in one.
I hope you are correct, but unfortunately, based on things that I've seen, I don't think that that is going to be the case. James, was there more on this story out of Portsmouth?
Not really, no.
All right, so I've got a very interesting story about jury nullification, specifically someone who was arrested for passing out jury nullification information in Michigan. The story comes from MLive.com. Former pastor who was accused of obstruction of justice for handing out jury nullification flyers in front of a Michigan courthouse has had his felony charge dismissed. Keith Wood, a self-employed insurance broker who was a pastor in Colorado for 5 years before moving to Michigan, had his charges of felony obstruction of justice, which was punishable by up to 5 years in prison, and a misdemeanor of jury tampering, a one-year offense, for passing out pamphlets that encourage potential jurors to vote their conscience over the law. Mecosta Circuit Judge Kimberly Boer on Wednesday granted a motion from Woods' attorney, David Coleman, to drop the felony charge. The judge declined to boot the jury tampering allegation. Wood admits that he was giving people the flyer titled, "What rights do you as a juror that the judge won't, or what rights do you have as a juror that the judge won't tell you about?" He was handing those out on the sidewalk outside of the courthouse. Potential jurors entered the building reading the brochure that led the judge to call for his arrest. Woods was jailed for 12 hours, had a $150,000 bond. He used a credit card to pay the $15,000 required for his release. The judge ordered the money to be refunded. Your thoughts on this or anything else in the final moments are welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
There comes a time when you need custom embroidered or screen printed apparel for your business, organization, or a special event. Corporate Casuals has been helping people create great looking logoed apparel for over 25 years. They can produce a single piece or thousands using name brand apparel like Nike, Patagonia, Adidas, and Hanes. Create your logo in their online embroidery design studio or upload your existing logo and they'll turn it into embroidery. Go to corporatecasuals.com/FTL and include FTL in the order notes and save 5% on your order.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car, sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Time for you and your thoughts in the closing moments. If you call in right now to 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. We go to Nathan calling in on Skype. Nathan, you're on Free Talk Live with Daryl, TJ, and James.
Hi, guys. Earlier, TJ brought up the PS3 case. Is that STA versus Hotz, TJ, you were referring to?
George Hotz, yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about that case.
Go right ahead. Yeah, George Hotz, I have somewhat of a crush. So James doesn't know this, but I have somewhat of a crush on George Hotz because he's a computer hacker like myself, and he's a lot younger than I am. But go right ahead.
Oh, well, perfectly understandable. He does look really handsome and smart from this picture. So you referred to the case where he was sued by Sony Corporation Entertainment America.
That is correct.
Or SCA, and they alleged that he violated several things. Most of this is violating legislation like USC 1201, Digital Millennium Copyright Act, the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act.
18 USC Section 1030, yep. So,
what I'm interested in, though, is the charge of breach of contract related to the PlayStation Network User Agreement. So this is something I thought about before, because when you sign up for these services or you purchase a product like an iPhone or a computer or whatnot, often you are signed these terms of agreement or end user license agreements, if they're called. And if you violate one of these end user license agreements, the question becomes, who is the victim? What is the crime? That's what I'm curious about. In the and they have a court filing here where they specifically say, and this is from the initial court filing, quote, all PS3 system users who have used software updates delivered by SCA for the PS3 system are bound by the PSC, PSN user agreement or similar agreement, et cetera, et cetera. Defendants herein have consented and are subject to the terms of the PSN user agreement. And then they allege things like circumvention of protection measures, unauthorized access to code and hardware, and several other charges here. So when George Hotz engaged in these activities, what do you think he did wrong, if anything?
So now there's I'd like to make a distinction between illegal and morally wrong. So,
exactly.
You know, something can be illegal but totally morally okay, and something can be morally okay or totally legal and morally dubious. So the two are tried to line up. And so the law he was accused, first of all, George Hotz was never charged. He was a computer researcher like myself, and he was never charged criminally. He was sued in civil court for violating the Digital Millennium Copyrights Act. And the Digital Millennium Copyrights Act, one of the provisions states is that if a manufacturer of a hardware device puts a hardware computerized lock on the system to prevent tampering or to prevent pirating of the software or to prevent modification, it is unlawful for you to attempt to circumvent that lock. So George Hotz is a very well-respected computer security researcher, and one of the things he did was extract the crypto keys, the signing keys that were used to sign the operating system firmware for the PlayStation 3, and it would allow people to run homebrew software on the PlayStation 3, like a Linux. If you wanted, instead of running the PlayStation 3 operating system, if you wanted to run Linux on it, you could do so. And they sued him for that, for hacking their anti-hardware reverse engineering system and then posting the technique online. Now, part of the settlement, if I recall, he agreed to not engage in any further hacking or reverse engineering of PlayStation devices for a certain number of years. He also agreed to take down his exploit. Of course, it's already – this is the thing about technology. If you have 1,000 people and one person figures out the encryption key for a device – all he has to do is tell everybody, and now everybody else knows it. So with computers, it's a very unique kind of technology where all it takes is one person to write a piece of software that breaks your security, and then anybody can break it because anybody can run the software. So it's not like other types of crime where if you want to repeat the attack, you have to learn the technique. With software, all you have to learn is download and install something, and then you can do whatever the original person who wrote the software does. And that's why software anti-piracy measures typically fail, because someone will figure out a way to circumvent the digital copyright management system, and then they'll publish something online, and then everybody can circumvent it. So that's basically, I believe he's working on iPhones now. I haven't really kept up with his work, but I do remember the PlayStation hack, because what he did was technically very brilliant.
It was brilliant. You're right, but I guess what I'm getting at is, do you think he violated an agreement by doing that?
No, I mean here's the thing. When you buy, I take this view. If you give me a piece of hardware, you're allowed to put whatever encryption or locks you want on the device. And if I manage to break it, well, you should have designed the locks better. You should have had revocable keys, or you should have had some other mechanism. And I take the same view about cell phone tapping. So when you get on your cell phone, you're broadcasting a radio signal that's hitting my body. If I have a software radio that can demodulate and decrypt and get the plain text out so I can hear your cell phone call, it's your responsibility to encrypt your phone call, not my responsibility to not eavesdrop.
So I'm going to... Oh, wow. I'm going to disagree with you and say that you shouldn't just be a random a-hole, because you have the right to be a random a-hole. But I'm also going to play, libertarian here. And I don't know if that's the correct term, because I'm always a libertarian. But I'm going to be super rational man here for a moment. But you signed a contract when you clicked I agree.
Which usually don't hold up in court because, when you sign it, what is a contract? It's an agreement where you are fully apprised of the terms of the contract.
Well, you clicked that you read all 800 pages that are written in 3-point font.
Yeah, and, that's the...
It's on you to actually know what you're agreeing to.
Yes, but of course, if you actually sign an agreement and buried within that 800 pages, you agree to pledge your immortal soul to the company.
Which people have
done. That actually has done. They'll actually, to prove, nobody ever reads these things. But I would say no. You know, once George Hotz bought that PlayStation 3, if he managed to extract the encryption key, that's Sony's fault. They should have designed a tamper-resistant hardware module where if you tried to tamper with it, it would zap the crypto key.
You should have made a fleshy body that wasn't so stabbable, TJ. And then it's not my fault that the knife just went through your body 87
times.
This
is not a trivial...
You should have created an exoskeleton.
This is not a... It's called the first sale doctrine. So, for example, when you buy a book, it's your book and you can then sell it at a used bookstore. But with software, if you buy a piece of software, it isn't your software. You're actually buying a license to use the software,
yes.
Usually a non-transferable license. And
yes.
That's why software is different than a book or a car or some other physical
right.
object.
Right, and you click, I agree. And so, you know, the logic in me says that you should... You know, at least attempt to abide by what you think the agreement
is. Well, the problem
is
reverse engineering is very important because if it weren't for reverse engineers, you could only use HP printer ink and HP printers instead of the off-brand ink that you get so that was actually a case. I remember HP, they sued, or Brother, or one of those printer companies.
Did Hewlett-Packard have part of
Lexmark,
their agreement?
Yeah, they had some, basically they had an RFID chip that you could only use their printer ink in their printers. So when another company figured out how the encryption on their RFID tags worked, they used it so that they could make their own compatible things. And good example, the IBM and Compaq computers. So the IBM PS2, not the PlayStation 2, but the one from IBM in 1980, everything there was reverse engineered. The whole reason we had IBM clones was someone reverse engineered the BIOS. The BIOS was the one thing on the IBM personal workstation that IBM had made. Everything else was off-the-shelf commercial technology. What? So Compaq spent about $15 million in the early 80s to reverse engineer the BIOS, and then they made a clone of it. And so that made the whole computer market explode. And IBM had a lot of competition from Compaq, Hewlett-Packard, and all the other computer companies.
What's confusing to me about software, like when I buy a car, like imagine like I bought a car and the agreement was I can only drive it an hour a day. Like
yeah.
I wouldn't agree to that crap. So it's like... Either I own the car or I don't own the car.
Well, how about this? You bought a car and you're not allowed to upgrade the engine. You're not allowed to change the tires. If you try and use unauthorized tires that are not from Toyota, they will shut down your car. I mean, no, that's exactly what this is. If I own a computer, if I want to open it up and change it, it's my computer. I should be allowed to put whatever firmware I want onto it.
One would think, but there's companies like John Deere that are saying, no, in fact, you don't own the equipment that you bought from the John Deere company. You're just licensing it, and you can only do with it what we say you can do with it. Nathan, thank you for the call. We're out of time for tonight, but you can join us again tomorrow. Yes, that's right. We're live all 7 nights of the week, and we're always online at freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.